Hello, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Oh, I'm so glad that it's a new week. See, I came back just the way I said I would. But I have a job to do today. Yeah. Did you have a good weekend? This is called an infant seat. It's for babies. A very small baby is called an infant. Yeah. And it's a seat so that the mother or dad or friend can carry him around easily. But this one has a buckle missing. I'll show you the buckle. And the buckle needs to fit on here, like this. Like that. So that we can put that seat strap around like that and keep the baby safe sitting in the seat. You see, I need to fasten that down so that buckle won't come off. So, we'll put a grommet in there. Did you ever hear of a grommet? I like that word, grommet. I have one over at the workbench, so come along and we'll find a grommet. First of all, some food for the fish. Did you have a good weekend, fish? Oh, they're scampering for that food. This in the back you can change so that it makes the seat sit up like that. Okay, we're looking for a grommet, looking for a grommet. Here's a grommet. That's what a grommet looks like. See that? And then this is the washer that goes on the other side of it. And there's a special tool that you use to squeeze the grommet together. Now, let's work on this here. I think right about there would be good. Get a hole in there first. That. Okay. Put the grommet here. And the washer here. They're little things, so they're kind of hard to work with. When you get it at just the right place, then you squeeze it together very hard. And it fastens the buckle right on. So now it'll be all the safer for a baby to sit in there. There. That seat is repaired with a grommet. When you were a little baby, if you had your mother or your dad's lap to sit on, you didn't need an infant chair like that. No, because you could sit right on their lap. You could see what your lap's like. Yep. Just feel your lap. You know, the two legs are in the front. There's your lap there. Did you ever hold a baby or a doll or a puppy in your lap? Why don't we sing that song about the baby coming to the house, okay? When a baby comes to your house, it's a girl or it's a boy, it's a sister or a brother. But it's never just a toy. It can cry and it can holler. It can wet and it can coo. But there's one thing it can never be like you. You were there before the baby. Now the baby's always there. Now you wait for special moments with your mother in the chair. You're a very special person. You are special to your mom. And your dad begins to say, you'll always be the older one. It's so good to know that always there's a special place for you and a special place for baby right inside the family too. You've a place that no one else has. There is only one like you. Only one person like you. Yep. You know, Bob Trow is making a little model of an infant seat like this for a doll baby. Why don't we go over to his workshop and see what it's like? Would you do that with me? Okay. We'll just leave that there and go off to Bob Trow's workshop to see his model.
Come in.
Hey, Bob.
Friend Fred? Just finished up the baby's chair here.
Oh, I told my friends you were going to make a small one like this.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice looking.
You like the safety belt?
Safety belt, there. You have the brace to put on yet, don't
yep.
you?
And she'll be finished. Now, this goes in this hole. This piece goes in here. That should do it. Now it can lean back without toppling over.
Very nice little chair.
Thank you.
Baby seat. What's this?
Well, that's an auto seat for a child.
Oh.
I have that to repair.
I see.
Then I'm repairing this chair here. These are on here while this glue... See, this broke, so the glue is drying there.
Mm-hmm.
I work on other things while glue dries.
I see. Well, these, of course, are for regular-sized babies, but this would be for a baby doll, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Or a puppet.
Puppet would be perfect for that.
Puppet could fit in there easily.
Mm-hmm.
I have an idea. Why don't we pretend that King Friday wants to have a baby seat like this made for Prince Tuesday.
Okay.
There's somebody in the neighborhood of make-believe who would naturally make such a seat as this. Somebody who makes chairs.
Corny.
What?
Corny.
Cornflake especially. Right. He's the one who could be helping King Friday get this ready for the prince. Would you make believe with us that King Friday and Corny are making such a thing for Prince Tuesday in the neighborhood of make believe?
Isn't that very nice, huh?
Yes.
It's actually ours, Nifty-Glifty.
Yes.
X always said Nifty-Glifty.
Yeah, I do hope the king will be pleased with it. Do you think he will, Robert?
Oh, sure. Corny, the king love it. He can send him out. He'll like a very large bowl. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But listen, would you hold that end over there just a little bit? That's it. Hold it good. Just steady her up a little bit, and then I'll finish up.
Very nice. You know, the king always wants the best for Prince Tuesday.
Yeah, well, fathers are like that. They can send in the fathers, they can bond with the Prince Tuesday. They can send in, they're always like that. Yeah. Well, that should just about do it. They can send nine on it, Corny.
Looks good, infant seat.
Infant seat.
What are you doing down there?
Well, I was just trying to see, but I'm buying Cinnabon. Nothing like those. They don't look like Cinnabon, but this infant suite don't look like a rocket chair.
Oh, no, it's not like my regular rockets. Little babies could fall out of regular chairs.
Oh, that's right. You got Cinnabon. No. Maybe the play is Cinnabon for the babies.
Yes. Well, I have to shut off some lights inside. Let's say I meet you over at the castle.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, make us in. I'll pick up the brazen and bring that bottom again to bring it for us. I'll see you over at the castle.
Please, thank you very much.
Okay, see you, Corny. Make us in. I'll see you over the brace and the bottom of the seat and the crown. Make us in. Make us in. I'll clean you up later. Make us in. I'll be back to clean you up. Okay, you can visit the bottom. Boy, that doesn't look bad. I guess in about a nifty lifty. You missing the bottom.
Oh, there I am.
All set, Corny, because then Bob had to cook the kids.
Oh, dear.
Cornflake especially, and Robert Troll, I presume?
Correct
as usual, because then Bob did, Your Majesty.
Do you have what we were... Beautiful. Such a fine, safe seat. For Prince Tuesday.
Yeah.
Let me see here. What have you left for me to do?
You're to put the brace on, King Friday.
Yeah, but it goes on the back right over here. We can send it back, King Friday.
Oh, yes. Could I help
you? Yeah, you put that on for me, please.
Thank you very much.
Okay. That's good enough. That's fine. Then we'll put that on this side. You got him.
Very good. That's terrific. Yeah, that makes it all the safer, doesn't it? Lovely little brace there in the back. Didn't I put that on well?
Yes, you did. You certainly did.
That can be the prince's throne, you know.
Oh, yeah. Prince's throne, I guess. Prince's throne.
Yes,
good idea.
Lovely.
Well, what a good idea.
It is rather ordinary for a royal throne, though, don't you think?
Ordinary.
A plain, undistinguished.
Well, we forgot to put on the royal seal.
Oh,
no,
right.
The royal seal.
I'd like to help with that, too.
Okay.
There are just some things you want to do yourself.
Yeah, all right.
Especially when it's for your own child, you know.
Right, I'll start it out a little bit like that. And you press it down before it gets in there and smooth it out. Oh, that's gorgeous, Artist. Because that's a matter of Corny.
Yes, he's doing such a good job smoothing out the royal seal.
There it is. Something in that, man. Isn't that nice? Oh, look at that thing. It's in that, man.
No, that's more like it.
Yeah.
Queen Sarah, Prince Tuesday, come to the garden.
Oh, here we are.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Now, take a look at what you see there. We made it.
Oh, look, Prince Tuesday. Look. Would you take Prince Tuesday and try him?
Oh, look at over Prince Tuesday. He's busy smiling because of whatever.
I made it for Prince Tuesday.
Oh, Friday, how clever of you.
Well, I put on the brace and the crown there. Important parts. Mr. Peshley made the others.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Peshley.
Well, I hope the baby likes it.
Well, sure, the baby will like it.
He does seem to like it, doesn't he?
Sure, baby.
The child is pleased, wouldn't you say so? He must be rather proud of his father.
It's rather like a lap, isn't it? Oh, but not as good as sitting in a real lap, I'm sure.
Oh, no. Couldn't be. Nobody said anything about it. Prince Tuesday. Yes, and you're going to buy a lot about it. Look at his smile.
He surely does seem happy, doesn't he?
A good seat, Mr. Peshley. A good brace and crown placement, too.
Yeah, well, it's in there sure is. I think it won't be long. We can sell him out.
See you all. My work awaits.
Yeah, well, I've got to go clean up those paintbrushes and make an intent to paint too here, Central. I said, well, do to all of you.
Robert Rowe, would you put the baby up here beside me, please?
Sure.
Well, that would be a lovely idea.
Excuse me, Corny. There we are.
Very nice. Yes, thank you, Robert Rowe. Thank you, Mr. Peshley.
You're welcome, I'm sure. Goodbye, then.
Bye, everybody. It's in bad about us.
Oh, goodbye.
Come on,
goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
Very nice. Lovely.
A Friday.
Yes, Sarah.
Do you have a few minutes to take care of Tuesday?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I do.
Well, I'll leave him with you then for just a little while.
Oh, fine, dear. Fine, thank you. Prince Tuesday. This is the seat that your daddy made for you. I hope you're comfortable in it. It looks good and safe to me. Goo goo goo. Toot-tee-tee-tee-tee. Goo goo goo. Toot-toot-toot-toot. Goo 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 goo.
Good grief, I think the king has flipped his wig.
Goo goo goo. Toot-toot-toot. Toot-toot-toot.
Oh, my poor thing.
Fairchild, what are you doing?
Oh, nothing, Your Majesty. I'll just be running along now.
Just a minute there, Fairchild.
Well, I know you're busy, so I'll just tootle on.
Oh, no, you won't.
I won't.
You won't. You may have wondered, Fairchild, what I was doing.
Well?
I was playing.
Oh. Is that what you call it?
Playing with my son.
Well, I don't see your son anywhere around here.
Well, just look here. Prince Tuesday and I were talking.
Oh, so you are. Well, that's more like it.
Perhaps you'd care to talk with him.
Oh, not a bad idea, Kingy. I'll be right down.
Lady Elaine, Fairchild is going to come to talk with you, Prince Tuesday. Perhaps she can talk a little. Goo goo toot toot talk.
Well, now, how do you do it?
Well, you just say goo goo and toot toot and tee tee and all of those things, if you like.
Oh, well, I've never done that before. Goo goo. Toot-toot and
tee-tee. Yes, did you hear her, Prince Tuesday?
Oh, I think he likes it. Well, I didn't think there was anything you could do with a kid this small.
Oh, there are things you can do with them, and there are things you can do for them. Did you notice the royal infant seat?
Yes, where did that come from?
I made it.
Really?
Well, I had some help.
You know, Friday, you're a pretty good father.
Oh, you think so? Well, really? I mean, yes, I am. Prince Tuesday, she thinks I'm a good father. Yes, a father playing with his child, growing together.
I think King Friday felt good when Lady Elaine told him that he was a good father.
Mm-hmm. I think King Friday and Lady Elaine found out that it could be a lot of fun playing with sounds, like Robert Troll and babies do all the time.
Mm-hmm. Would you talk like Robert Troll?
Robert Troll?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Rogers. I get it pretty positive. I don't really feel like it right now.
And King Friday felt proud that he was able to make something for his own son, too.
Ooh, that reminds me, I must finish this rocking chair for my own niece. She'll be very happy when it's fixed. And there's not that much more left to do. Get rid of these seat clamps. That should be dry now.
That's that arm that needs to be put on there, isn't it?
This is the arm for the rocker. All we have to do is put a little glue in the hole where the peg fits into the arm. And a little bit around this part of the... arm, and into that hole. Into this one. A little bump. That way, this way.
I wonder if those are called arms because you put your arms on them.
Yes. I think that is why they call them that.
Same way with the seat. It's called the seat because you put your seat on it.
Same way with the back because you put the back.
Put your back against.
It's different with the rockers. Okay, now what we have to do is... Well, let's see, we should wipe this excess glue off here. Excess glue, that means the glue left over. I just put on this rag right here. Now, to make sure that this stays, yes, please, hold that steady for a minute. I'll just get a length of rope here. And this is just to make it hold in one place until the glue dries, like we did with the clamps earlier.
So you're really making your own rope clamp.
This is kind of a rope clamp, right. Now, if you just hold that up there for one, two, three, four, five. Good. Now, that'll hold
that
and steady. Thank you.
You're forever doing something for somebody. Thank you very much for showing us the things today.
Thank you for your help.
You do beautiful work. Bye-bye, Bob.
So long, friend Fred.
I guess King Friday said, goo-goo, toot-toot, tee-tee to the baby because he didn't think that the prince would understand his grown-up talk. Babies don't care whether their daddies talk grown-up talk or baby talk. All babies care about is feeling that they're loved. Well, our grommet has repaired the chair. And we will take our grommet in there. Well, fish, hope you have a good night. Yep.
Oh, when I was little, I used to like to make up sounds and play with them. Yeah, you know, like grommet, 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 grommet. Of course, playing the piano's playing with sounds, too. Make up a little tune for grommet, 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 would you? Grommet, 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 grommet. Fine. One of my favorite poems when I was little was a very silly-sounding poem. But it's a very famous poem, yeah. Part of it, it sounds like this. "'Twas brillig, and the slithy tove did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogrove, and the mome raths outgrabe." That sound funny? Sure, you can play with all kinds of sounds. You think of ways, okay? Time for me to go. But you and I have just begun our week together, and we'll be together again tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two. One, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. For you. Do you sing with me? Okay. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Mm-hmm. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You could make up words and play with sounds by yourself, or with a brother or a sister, or beside a little baby sometime. Yeah. But they'll be yours. Sure, you're the only one who thinks up just your own thoughts. You're the kind of person I like. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.